Living with two jugglers is a surefire way to learn how to juggle, especially during those 5 dead months of Haligonian winter. You probably won't be surprised to hear that as soon as the air warmed up enough to go barehanded, we were juggling in the parks. And on sidewalks, at bus stops, in parking lots, outside libraries, and on patios. We were basically addicted to juggling.
It's really addicting. Once you get that feeling of what just juggling 3 balls is like, it's just a different feeling. It's easy to get addicted.
We didn't know it then, but there were other jugglers just as addicted as us. We figured it out when we stopped by the Blue Nose Juggling Club. They meet every Saturday at the South Park YMCA, downtown Halifax. At the Blue Nose, we found hockey bags full of juggling equipment. Juggling clubs, rings, balls, and the single red unicycle. The jugglers there were not only good, but, strangely, ranged from 17 to 55 years old.
I'm actually an accidental juggler. I didn't even learn to juggle until I was 50 years old. Completely by accident. I saw the Klutz book in the bookstore. I bought it, and I was completely hooked. So now it's not only juggling, but unicycling and Diablo and club passing and everything. I love it.
One thing was obvious. By watching the jugglers there, we had tons to learn.
I'm here through the Blue Nose Jugglers Club. I started going there to learn toss juggling a few weeks ago, and they pointed me towards Circus Circle on Thursdays.
So, just as Katie did, we went to check out another circus club in downtown Halifax. And so what's the difference between the Blue Nose Juggling Club and Circus Circle?
Well, the Blue Nose Juggling Club is focused exclusively on juggling, so most of the members there just concentrate on juggling. But at Circus Circle, it's really open up to all circus arts, so...
Yep, Lang doesn't lie. Circus Circle was a gym full of youth and adults trying out new tricks with equipment I've never seen before.
If we were to go into the room right next door, what we'd see is people walking on tightropes, on stilts, riding around on unicycles, juggling clubs, rings, and balls, and rolling around on roller bolas, throwing Diablos and devil sticks, all kinds of wild and woolly and weird circus implements. Maybe we can paint a little picture of some of those.
Okay, so you do Diablo. Can you describe what that is?
So the Diablo is, it's also sometimes called the Chinese yo-yo, and it's got 2 cups with an axle in the middle, and you use sticks and string to spin it. And you can do anywhere from 1, 2, 3, or sometimes even 4 Diablos at a time.
What was that you were on earlier?
Oh, the rolling globe?
Yeah, can you describe that?
Oh, it's a 24-inch diameter hard plastic ball, and it's used as a balance prop. You can walk on it. Sometimes it's called a rolling globe, sometimes it's called a walking globe. And you just balance on it, and you can juggle on it or do anything like that.
He makes it sound like juggling while on a rolling plastic ball is a piece of cake. But after a while, I understood. Wacky sights are part of the everyday at Circus Circle.
Yeah, a tightrope, for instance, is pretty much a rope that is tight. Well, in this case, it's actually a tight wire. And which sounds, I don't know, it always sounds a little risky, but in this case, the tightrope is 12 feet long and is just about this high off the ground. It's 24 inches, so 2 feet. So not very high at all. And, of course, when you're first learning to walk on a tight wire, what you have is you have 2 spotters. So people on either side of you whose sole role and objective is to keep you safe and on top of the wire. And as you gain more experience, then you only need 1 spotter. And eventually you are learning on your own, which is what you really need in order to gain proficiency and to gain the sense of balance, the fine-tuned sense of balance that a tight wire calls for.
It's been 1 year now, and I can at least say that I've tried all the equipment at Circus Circle. But like I said before, there is still so much to learn. What motivates you to learn all these new tricks? Because I know that...
Well, I get inspired real easily, and I don't know, if I see something I like, I'll go for it and try hard, and then... get sort of good at it, then find something else, and then try that, and then go bit by bit.
And how often do you practice?
Every day, a couple hours.
How many balls do you juggle?
I can juggle up to 6 balls, but I've learned 5 balls. I practice probably an hour or two a day every day for about 6 months before I could do 5 balls, and that was after years and years of juggling.
So everywhere you look, you see people who have been practicing longer, who have put a great deal of time and attention into it. And I keep talking about, you know, time, attention, work, but the fact is that the reason that people do this is because it's really fun. It's high-level play, and the better you become at it, the more playful it becomes.
Can anyone learn to juggle?
Well, I think so, for sure. Learning 3 balls isn't that big of a task. Most people can get 3 balls going in the first day that they try it out.
Highly skilled play, otherwise known as the circus arts, is exactly what Mike Hirschback teaches to youth throughout Nova Scotia. Wouldn't you be excited if Mike came to your town with his traveling circus school?
Circus Circle is a program that's very specifically set up to work with the community and to work with youth in the community. So for instance, right now, there's 5 different Circus Circle programs set up around Nova Scotia. I teach at the Waterville Youth Detention Center, for instance. I teach another program, downtown Halifax, and that one works primarily with the street youth population. However, there's also a couple of other programs that have a more recreational bent. So, for instance, there's a program which has been going on for a year and a half in Kentville. And this came out of a series of meetings that I had with stakeholders in Kentville, which meant people who are working with kids in some capacity, teachers from the school, the police, all of whom said the same thing, which was there's very little recreation opportunities for youth in Kentville. So what they wanted to have was, again, something for them to do, which is why we set up a Circus Circle program right there.
Circus Circle is unique. We come back every week because it's a great place to share skills, but also to laugh, play, and grow together.
I just really love coming here. Everybody's so friendly, and it's a really great environment. Nobody makes fun of you when you suck like I did when I first started coming here. And all the people here are great, and it's good fun.
You know, there's tons of people here who are really good, and you watch them, and they can teach you fantastic tricks that is just absolutely amazing, right? And simple or hard. I mean, there's just room for anybody, any level.
The range of people is really diverse, and that's the great thing about it. Circus arts is really what I call the equalizer. People from all different walks of life can come together, and you get a real sense of community and a real sense of belonging to a group, regardless of what your background is. So
young and not so young have gathered their skills on a gorgeous platter. Here's where you get to enjoy the playful mastery of these circus artists in their upcoming performance, Circus Circle in Motion.
So what tends to happen is that although youth may come to these programs initially just out of a sense of adventure or a sense of wanting to learn these skills, what eventually happens is twofold. The first is that they pretty quickly realize that they are starting to become mentors themselves. So if they've been at the program for any length of time, somebody new who comes in will come up to them and say, "How are you doing that?" And that may be where they realize for the first time that their skills have improved to the point where a novice is really impressed with them. But nothing that starts to happen in a mature program is that as their skills improve, as their social skills start to improve, what they want to do is to perform, because these are performance skills. So they want to put on some kind of performance. This takes us into a whole different realm. The first thing is that with some of these youth, This is the first time that they've had an opportunity to actually give something back to their community. They may not think about it in those terms. I'm giving something back to my community. What they're thinking of is, I want to do this performance. How do I do this so that it's effective? How do I make this more interesting? And that's where we start to look at the kinds of tasks that enter into a performance, such as showing up for rehearsals on time. And you need to do that. We all need to do that, because when you don't show up for rehearsal, you're letting the other people down. So this is where we start to realize that our actions have consequences for the people that we work with, the people they've developed respect for, the people who have developed respect for them. So this means entering into, as I mentioned, rehearsal. It means entering into some aspects that are less fun. When you've been doing the same piece over and over and over again, a little bit of the fun leaches out. But another aspect comes into it, which is you realize that the skills that you've developed are becoming much, much stronger, much more obvious to other people.
Before I started circus stuff, I wanted a unicycle really bad. I probably made about 30, ranging from, you know, noodles that you go in the pool with to, like, wood and duct tape, you know, and none of them worked ever. But that's how motivated I was to start. You know, I loved it so much and couldn't get a hold of anything. So I just tried to make my own until I did.
And while we're on the topic of do-it-yourself circus supplies, check out the Green Club Project for instructions on how to make good quality recycled juggling clubs at home. And for more info on Circus Circle, go to www.circuscircle.ca.